A Christian radio station is off the air in Fiji. Protests in Bangladesh prompt huge change, and a boy's home in India engages in spiritual warfare. These stories and others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Fiji, where Cyclone Evan has knocked off the air, the only Christian radio witness to the Hindu and Buddhist population. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson says December's Category 4 storm left people homeless and hungry. It also affected their radio partner.
The storm destroyed the broadcast towers, computer programming, the transmitters. There's about $30,000 in damage there. And the station that reaches the large Hindu and Buddhist population is still off the air.
Can you help HCJB raise the $30,000 needed to put the station back on the air?
We want to come alongside of them and give them the finances to fix the transmitters, repair the towers, replace the computers that were destroyed, and get this radio station on the air, because right now, this whole area is left without any other kind of Christian witness.
In times of trouble, people turn to radio. Support HCJB so listeners can hear about Jesus. We turn next to Bangladesh, where protests throughout the country are the largest in two decades. Demonstrators were demanding change in the war crimes law. On Monday, the president agreed. Compassion International says their latest reports from staff and church partners say nobody's been hurt in the 14 days of rioting. Compassion gives the kids a chance to become all God created them to be. Want more details? MissionNetworkNews.org. This is Mission Network News. Put yourself in this situation. You really want to help translate the Bible in your language, but once you get into linguistics training, you discover your study material is in a completely new language. What do you do? This was exactly what happened recently. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith explains.
Our first experience with this was actually working with some students in South Korea who were going through linguistics training and who we learned were failing their linguistics training because they didn't have adequate English competency.
Because the English language influences the accuracy of scripture translation projects, translators must be fluent. Wycliffe Associates launched an English training program that grew rapidly. Its success also revealed another need. Manpower. That's where you come in. You can do it from home.
We definitely are interested in people who have literacy skills, as well as people who just enjoy talking and being conversational, maybe becoming prayer partners and using that as a way to encourage these team members around the world in their skills.
Elsewhere, there's a spiritual war raging over kids in India. MNN's Katie Harth is there.
Oh, Jesus, I love you. We love you.
Over 40 of these little guys find refuge at a boys' home in the slums.
As much as God has his hand over these children, the enemy also wants their lives. He wants to snatch them from our hand.
Around 2 million kids end up in the streets each year. Most of them fall victim to child labor or sex trafficking. Sister Mary, a missionary supported by Gospel for Asia, heads up a boys' home in northern India. It rescues boys from the streets and tries to reunite them with their families.
When I look at them, I don't see street children, I don't see abused children or poor children. I see the future leaders for the kingdom.
Ask the Lord to surround these kids with his love and protect them from harm. Reporting from Delhi, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And you can open a young person's eyes to tribal outreach and never have to leave the United States. It's New Tribes Mission's summer camp experience called the Wayumi Expedition. Based in Pennsylvania, your 9th through 12th grader can get a chance to experience missions in a cool new way. Enjoy fun with their peers, like any camp. Rough it in a jungle camp and visit New Tribes Global Village. Spots are almost full for the summer. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom, a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in modern-day slavery. Take a journey in prayer across enemy lines to the slavery hotspots of the world. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.